Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 254. Who you are is not from the end result, it's who you realize you are on the way. Who you are is not from the end result, it's who you realize you are on the way. And before I get into today's episode, I am really excited to tell you again that I have launched the nicheisyou.com apparel store. So you guys, the link is in the show notes if you want to go check it out from there. But the nicheisyou.com, you will find the first collection, the first launch. I'm excited by this. I'm going to be doing multiple collections this year. But first things first, let's just focus on this one. And, you know, please, guys, you know, my birthday was yesterday, April 22nd. So please go on there if you would like to support. The way you support my birthday is you find something for yourself that resonates with you and wear it proudly. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Go check that out. Now, who you are is not from the end result. It's who you realize you are on the way. Because often at times we place an emphasis on when I get there, I will be, or once I achieve this thing, this is who I am. I disagree. We are a culmination of experiences developed in the process. And there's several key points I want to bring up here, which is the first of end results don't make you, the work does. The end results will be managed by the person you become along the way. And society, I think, often has traditionally in the past echoed the sentiment of, well, you'll show me when you get there. Or and now, don't get me wrong. I get successful people who say, you know, just go show me, like show me doing the work. That part I get. But when people feel like, well, once I get to a certain place, then I will be this person. And I think a different perspective could be getting to a specific result may show you have the ability to follow through, for sure. And I think we don't want to take away from that. I would never want to take away from that. Like, your ability to follow through is exceptional. However, it won't define you. You realizing a lot of things about you along the way will. And this goes with one of the points that, well, I'll get to that here in a little bit, but it's all these constraints, all these different things along the way that are offering you a mirror to yourself. Like, how do I handle this? What do I want to do next? What are my needs? What are my wants? Here's a thing of adversity. How do I handle it? What's the right way to handle the situation? Oh, no one's watching. You know, how should I handle this? Even when people aren't watching, you know, what are my values? All these things are the development process. And what's cool is, this is my take, and why I said who you are is not from the end result. It's who you realize you are on the way, is because this relationship with yourself is going to develop into, wow, was this me all along? And in asking myself these questions and in handling these situations and in doing these things and in showing up, is this who I've always been? And the answer is yes. You're just getting to know yourself again. We come into this world knowing, intuitive beings, souls ready to perform our purpose. Society has done traditionally a very good job at disconnecting us from that. I don't make it a blame thing. I make it a human thing. And so a lot of times you're just going back to remembering who you really are in this world. And the development reminds you the realization of who you've always been. Right. And that development is also what will represent you to the outside world as well as to future generations. End results don't make you, the work does. The end results will be managed by the person you become along the way. End results don't make you, the work does. And the work will show you everything you are. And I think what I guess what I love about that so much is when you really start to like your choices, when you really start to like your decisions and how you handle things, it shows you, it grounds you in this like an identity built from within versus created from the external, from the outside. And that is fiercely underrated because that version, you want that version. When you start to really like your decisions and really like your choices, and even when things don't work out, but you just like, there's a sense of accomplishment and confidence from how you are making your decisions, how you are approaching things or people or new situations, right? And so that's you realizing who you already are on the way. The second thing I wanted to bring up is, what is it you're really seeking? Then go deeper to find the real reason. So first ask yourself, what is it you're really seeking? Then go deeper to find the real reason. Here's what I mean. A lot of times people say, well, when I get this car, this house, this job, this title, this place, when I've been nominated or I've gotten this award or I've been featured and believe me, I get it. You're wanting a metric to measure the work. 100%, I understand that. But if you tie your identity and attach yourself to that, if you're attaching your identity to that, it'll never fulfill you, and you'll realize that there will always be something that you're chasing. And so I say, what is it you're really seeking? Because you could say something like, well, I want to, when I get here within this industry or when I build the company this size, you know, then I will, you know, whatever. You could say like, well, then I will live free. I won't have to worry about money, which, you know, or whatever. Or maybe you could say, or then I'll be respected by my peers for doing it and things like that. Okay. Then ask yourself, what's the deeper reason? What, go deeper than that. What's the real reason? And you may surprise yourself. You will surprise yourself. It's deeper than that. It's bigger than that. Because if you realize what you're really seeking, oh, you're seeking validation, permission, approval. Somebody said, oh, look at what they've done. If you're doing the work, the results automatically speak for themselves. There isn't anything else to prove. If you're doing the work and you're servicing your customers or you're building a brand or you're building a business or you're building on anything and you're serving people, like, the money is there. It's made. And then you have to wonder, like, okay, was there a certain amount of money that gets a certain type of approval from a certain type of person? Where is that even coming from? Were you not heard at some point? Were you doubted at some point? You didn't like the way that felt? And it's good to understand where this comes from because eventually you want to release it. And then eventually what you might truly just be seeking is the freedom to build yourself in this world from a place that says, I poured everything out that was within me and for this world, and in the process really had a strong understanding and knowing relationship with me. By the way, the byproduct of that will be abundance beyond. You'll be fine. So just because I'm not bringing up the money or the life or whatever and all that other stuff, it's a byproduct, not the focus. You in your, like I said in the other episode about loving your craft, you loving your craft separates you from everybody else, creates your own signature move, and will abundantly provide for you. So think about, what is it you are really seeking, and then go deeper to find the real reason. Now, there's a really great exercise that I've done to people before about the why, like when you why them down. And you ask people, you say like, oh, well, why do you want this? Like, oh, well, it's a profession that makes really good money. I'm like, great, why do you want that? Well, because if I have a lot of money, then I'll be able to do more things. I'm like, great, well, what does that mean? Like, well, if I can do more things, then I can live life on my own terms. I'm like, great, what does that mean? And like, well, if I live life on my own terms, then, you know, I can buy whatever I want and go wherever I want. I'm like, great, what does that mean? Why? And eventually, they get to a place that they say something like, because then I'm free. And you realize that, okay, so what you're looking for is a feeling. Feelings are free. What would make you feel free now? So that's why I always say, what is it you're really seeking? And then go deeper to find the real reason. Unless you already tapped into what you know you're really seeking. And that's good too. I hope you are. For me, one of many things is I have to create. I have an insatiable desire to create and to live out my purpose in this world with God. And what am I really seeking? For me, creativity, freedom, spirituality. We don't need permission. How do we show what our work can produce, that we can trust ourselves, that we can have a relationship with ourselves, that we don't have to do our own unique path, that we all can actually live, earn, and play abundantly from the things that we are, that we're here to do. I'm seeking the highest version of me that I can only find through the work and with God. The third point I want to bring up is, what's working against you is really working for you. And I talked about this on the last episode when we were talking about outliers and constraints and things like that. What's working against you is really working for you. Who you are is not from the end result. It's who you realize you are on the way. What's working against you is actually working for you. Again, just to reiterate, so you realize more of who you are when you handle what you are not. You realize more of who you are when you handle what you are not. You need to have things that to deal with that mold and shape you like a polishing stone, so you can keep getting better and better and better and better. And I tie this to the next point, which was going to be, you can't become good without constraints. You need constraints. If it's just ease, how do you actually go deeper with the craft or the knowledge or the information or the value? Constraints allow you the opportunity to play smarter, to build upon the thing, to find new angles and perspectives, to refine the values even deeper, because you and create more internal value for you. Oh, I knew what it took to get here, and I have empathy for others, and I have discernment, and I know how to make better decisions. And I know this about me, and this about me, and this about me, and this about me. Who you are is not from the end result. It's who you realize you are on the way. Constraints are a friend. They are an ally. And I made a note here to talk to you guys about this. You need a competitive player on the field to get good. Even if that competitor is circumstances or unintended experiences, you need a competitive player on the field to get good. It's not necessarily about a person, although people will definitely challenge us, for sure. We know this. But you need something on the field to help you get really good at what you do. I know this personally. And people have made me that way. Circumstances have made me that way. Seasons have made me that way. Loss of family or friends, death, a lot of different things have helped me get better and play for that long game vision. Again, even if that competitor is circumstances or unintended experiences, it's not always about people. But you need to get good. You need to get really good at what you do. And I think that if instead of looking at, and believe me, I get it, you can just keep feeling getting those energetic, punches, and you're like, this shit sucks. This actually really sucks. But, you get through it and you realize, okay, that's why I am who I am. That's why I'm as good as I am in each new step of your craft, of your life, right? Here's another one. When you think about a fifth point I want to bring up, when you think about what you want in another person or people or your circle or, a partner, business or personal, whatever it might be, right? Tell me if any of these sound like something you would like in somebody else. Reliability, consistency, dedication, devotion, discipline, honesty, vulnerability, clarity, direction, honor, and integrity. I'm going to read those again. So when you think about what you want in people around you, your person or a spouse or a partner, a business partner, people you do business with, right? Friends. Do any of these words ring a bell? Reliability, consistency, dedication, devotion, discipline, honesty, vulnerability, clarity, direction, honor, and integrity. Okay. You're probably nodding your head. Yes, we all want that in people, especially reliability, consistency, honesty, clarity. People we can rely on, people that are consistent, people that are dedicated and devoted and disciplined and honest and vulnerable and clear and directional, and they honor themselves and us and others. They have integrity. They follow through on their word, all these things. When you think about what you want in somebody else and you want any of those things, now the next thing is ask yourself, how would they have achieved those qualities? Then ask yourself, how would you have? We want in others what we want in ourselves. What we want in ourselves, we must learn from the field. Who you are is not from the end result. It's who you realize you are on the way. These things that we want in other people, we must be able to bring them to them as well. And we can identify them and we can reflect with them and we understand when we see them because we are learning these things about ourselves on the way. It's who we realize we are on the way. You don't show up to the end and say, oh, I'm consistent, I'm reliable, I'm dedicated, I'm devoted. You get there through practice of actually doing these things. And the reason I ask the question of, do you want these things in others, is because ultimately we want them in ourselves, and we get them from ourselves when we're actually in our body of work, when we are in life and we are constantly molding and shaping ourselves on the path. We are practice. We are practicing these things. Hence, we will be able to recognize them in others very distinctly versus, oh, I didn't see that coming. Oh, I didn't see that person wasn't that way, or that business deal wasn't this or that. I mean, but, and yes, some people are very good and they get through. I understand that part, believe me. However, you will recognize it when you are already it. You are already it when you start practicing it more. And the way to practice it more is from the process, the journey, not the end results. The end results get managed by the person you already were, that you learned about on the way. Who you are is not from the end result. It's who you realize you are on the way. I love you guys. I appreciate you as always. Again, apparel launch, thenicheisyou.com. Check out the show notes. The link is there, thenicheisyou.com. Apparel, please pick something out or several somethings out for yourself. Wear it proudly. Wear it with pride. Wear it with devotion to your path, to your craft, to your mission, to your plan, to your creativity. Please, again, tag me on social. Let me know that, you know, you got it. And a lot more coming with that. I appreciate you guys for tuning into every single episode. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. We want to bring more epic people into our community. I love and appreciate you guys. As always, thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in. And you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title, nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.